which we can never figure out what's going on there. This is from Richard. We have another one. It says, I'm wondering if you have the ability to broadcast in 3D. I pay to watch 3D movies at the theater, but would love to have 3D channels at home if possible. So, Richard, 3D is the big buzz right now in Hollywood and in the broadcast industry. I guess there's a couple of fun things. One is that there's not a prevailing standard for broadcast in 3D yet. So we're trying to get the industry to kind of come together. There's three standards, so to speak, fighting out there for dominance. So we need that to kind of come together as an industry, we hope. The other fun thing is that you're probably going to have to end up buying a TV that supports 3D. Everybody thinks that active glasses are kind of the way to go. We don't really know anybody that's working on passive. So the difference between that, folks at home, is the active glasses actually have an LCD in them and it shutters on and off. So they actually have batteries in them, the whole thing. It makes the viewing experience really good. Passive is the kind of the cheap Cracker Jacks blue and green lens. Not such a good experience, but there's lots of people talking about it. We were just talking to some people the other day. They thought boxing events in 3D would be great. Yep. So lots of people want to do it. It'll probably be VOD content first. Maybe we'll see some linear channels, but I wouldn't expect anything really big for about a year. But all the TV guys are going to come out with them. The big question with the TV manufacturers is, how many active glasses are they going to give you in the box? And how many are you going to have to buy? Because they're not going to be cheap. So stay tuned. Lots and lots of people in the industry are working on 3D, and it will happen. The issue is, will it be a fad or will it be here to stay? Let's see. We have another one here from Tony. So, are all your HD channels in 1080p now or just on your on-demand? So right now, Tony, in 1080p, it's some of our high-definition VOD events, which you would typically see at channel 501 or channel 1 these days. We'll put one or two up in P. Those get pre-stored on your hard drive. The issue with 1080p is it takes up a ton of bandwidth. And I don't know of anybody that's broadcasting it yet. No. And it would be better for sports and the movies, truth be told. Because if you look at it, 1080p to I've seen the side by side. There is a difference, but it doesn't seem to be a huge difference today. But lots of more people are working on it. We'll just have to see what the content providers did. We took the initiative, I think, earlier in the year to put VOD out there in 1080p. We're the first ones to do it to try to give our customers a much better experience out there. So stay tuned. We'll keep working on it.